Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Yod Ches, Megillah 18, and the Gemara is explaining the order of the way the Amidah is set up, the way why different prayers follow different blessings, follow other blessings in the Amidah. How did we get to that order? So the Gemara discusses why, on top of 18a, the Gemara discusses why is it the case that the blessing for the Kohanim, the Birkas Kohanim, the priestly blessing, that is appears in the Amidah after the blessing of Thanksgiving and not in a different place in the Amidah, in the Shmona Esrei. So ask the Gemara, Ma Ra'u Omar Berkos Kohanim, why do they say the blessing of the Kohanim, which is Yivrecha Hashem Elokecha, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha V'yaseh Mocha Shalom, why do we recite those blessings Achar Hoda'ah, after the blessing of Thanksgiving? And the Gemara explains, Dichsiv, the reason is because it states on the eighth day of the inauguration of the temple, that was the day that Aaron and his sons were inaugurated, consecrated to serve in the Mishkan. It says, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am. Aaron lifted up his hands to the people, Vayivarchem, and he blessed them, Vayirin me'aso tachatat va'olah v'ashlamim. And then he descended from bringing the chatos, the sin offering, the oa, the entirely burnt offering, and the shlamim, and the peace offering. And just like Aaron therefore placed the Birkas Kohanim in proximity to the service of the offerings, and he blessed all of Israel prior to coming off of the altar, so too with our prayers, we put the Birkas Kohanim next to the blessing of the service. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, since Birkas Kohanim is next to the service on the basis of this verse, Ema Kodem Avoda, well, in this verse it says he blessed them, that Aaron blessed the people, and then he did the service. So maybe the Birkas Kohanim should be prior to the service, immediately after Shomea Tefillah, and immediately after the prayer, let God hear the blessing, let God hear our prayers. Because in the verse, Birkas Kohanim is listed prior to the service. So Gemara says, Lo Saka Daitoch, don't say that. Nechsev, because it says in this verse, Vayeren Me'asos HaChatos, he went down from having brought the Chatos, and we can infer from that, Miksev, does it say that he blessed the people, Vayeren La'asos HaChatos? It doesn't say that he went down to them bring the sin offering, Elam Me'asos. It says from having brought it, and from the language that the verse uses, it's clear that Aaron first blessed the people only after he had already brought the sacrifices and not before it. And so too in our prayer, in our Amidah, we do the Birkas Kohanim, the priestly blessing, only after the service and not before it. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, V'leimer achar avoda, well, if that's the case, the priestly blessing should take place after the service. Why? After Ritzeh, and before the blessing of Thanksgiving, before what we call Modim, because from the verse it implies that after he does the sacrifices, that Aaron then did the priestly blessing, and so therefore it's connected to the service, not to Thanksgiving. Gemara says, Lo Saka Daitoch, again, you shouldn't say that, because the Chsev, it says in that verse, Zoveach Toda, it says in that verse, he brings an offering of thanksgiving. So since it says Zoveach Toda, so we learn from here that he needs to have thanksgiving immediately after the service. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, says the Gemara, if that's the case, why are we relying upon this, on the fact that it says, Zoveach Todah, that the verse from Psalms, My Chazis Tesam Chasahai, Smochahai, why are you relying upon the verse that it says from Psalms, in Psalms chapter 50, verse 23, Zevach Todah Yechabdeni, V'sam Derech, Why do we rely upon that verse to learn that the Birkas Kohanim should come after the blessing of Thanksgiving? Smocha Hai, why don't we rely upon the fact, you know, that verse says there's a Zevach and then a Thanksgiving. So therefore, we've said to do the blessing of Ritzeh, follow the blessing of Modim. But why don't we rely upon the verse from the Bible, which it states explicitly that Aaron did the priestly blessing immediately after the sacrifices? Gemara says, no, it's more logical to rely upon the verse from Psalms, because Mistabra, Avoda Vahoda Chadam Milsahi. because it's logical to assume that service to God and thanksgiving are one thing, meaning to say, since the thanksgiving is considered also part of the service to God, so therefore those two are connected. So it says the Gemara, Mara u Omar Sim Shalom Achar Berchas Kohanim. Why do we say the Sim Shalom prayer, the blessing for peace, after the priestly blessing? What's the reason for that? Gemara says Dilsiv, because it says after the blessing the Berachos Kohanim, V'samu Hashmi al Bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem, as part of the priestly blessing, it says, shall place my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them, meaning to say that the Kohanim do which God was commanding them, and then God will bless the Israel. And what's the blessing that God gives the Jewish people after the priestly blessing? Habracha da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. The blessing that God gives is the blessing of peace. As it states, Hashem Yivarech Esamo Bashalom, that God will bless his people with peace. And so therefore, the words Hashem Yivarech Esamo Bashalom is the last words of the Amidah. And so therefore, they included it within the blessing of Sim Shalom as the last blessing. We see from here, from the Gemara's expression, we see that the priestly blessing is not really part of the 18 blessings, but rather the 17th blessing is the blessing of thanksgiving, and then we go to the 18th blessing. This was placed in between the 17th and the 18th blessing. We really have it today as 19 blessings because we added Shmuel HaKata and added the blessing of Olam Al Shinim, of cursing the heretics. But this blessing of Birkas Kohanim is not part of the blessings of the Amidah. It's an insertion that we do as part of the repetition.